Avoiding the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the third of the 39 melachos, namely melachos koitzer, the melacha of harvesting. We mentioned previously that there is a specific order, Seder HaPas, of how bread is made, more specifically the Lechem HaPanim in the Mishkan, beginning with Zareya, which was planting, Chayresh, plowing, and now koitzer, harvesting. It's brought down in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos the following. It says, the Geder Melachos Koitzer, when it comes to the parameters of this particular melacha, is La'akar Dabim Migdoyle Karkam Imakam Giduloi, is to uproot things that are growing in the ground, something which is growing. Kagon Litlish Pri Ilan O Anak Mimenu, which could include removing or detaching a fruit or a branch from a tree. V'chein l'akra savim mimakam gidulam. Also, if a person would grab hold of vegetation or grass with their hand and rip that out of the ground, that also, of course, falls under the category of katsira, of harvesting. Yeshim oisifim, there are those that add to this malacha. Even things that do not necessarily grow from the ground, gam kein shayach malachas koitzer, that also will fall into the category of harvesting. So what are you harvesting that's not growing from the ground? So kagon, for example, lethal dag chai misafel mayim. A person would take from a fish bowl, decide to scoop up your goldfish and take it out, that's also considered to be a form of katsira. Mechayev ben olav mishum koitzer, and for this it's considered to be koitzer. Lethal. Possible as a malacha of trapping as well. Whatever. So anyway, so that's again, even though it's not something from the ground, we see that there are other laws that are connected to it. Let's see, the next paragraph says that af imrak masik and nikas eiz hadaver megdili karka. Even if all you're doing is not even necessarily ripping anything out of the ground, but what you're doing is you're holding back the potential sustenance from a tree, that you're not allowing the same level of nutrients to go into this tree. That's also kfar chayiv. You've also violated. Shebezek kfar mekayim kavanas hamalacha dainu lahasig gedulo. The concept is not just ripping things out, but it's lahasig gedulo, to cause something to stop growing. So obviously, if you rip out something from the ground, it's definitely going to stop growing. But also, things which will cause it so it will not continue to receive nourishment. V'hainu shafil b'davar shenu mechubar ha'emid al gabi karka. Let's say you have something which is not directly in the ground, but it gets nutrients from it. You've also considered, like, you've removed it on Shabbos. Let's say you have a perforated pot, so it's by the ground, so it's in a pot, so it's not actually in the ground, but because there's a hole in it and you would lift it up and put it, let's say, on a table, that would also be considered koitzer. It derives nourishment from the ground. The idea akiraso, by you removing it, masik gedulo, it stops its nourishment from the ground. Kfar nasa malacha. Therefore, you've done the malacha. Even though you could perhaps allow this tree to continue to live by putting it somewhere else, the second that you lifted it up, even for that moment, it's disconnected from that source of nourishment and nutrients that was receiving. Therefore, it's considered to be koitzer, harvesting. A person has it in their house, moving it from one place to the next. Even though technically it's not harvesting, because unless you're living on a ground floor with dirt, you're not. It's not getting any nourishment from the ground. Nonetheless, he says, he says, as he often does, you should look greater into this halacha, but certainly one would think that still would fall into the category of muksa, and even though one has not actually done a malacha d'oraisa, one would still not be allowed to move a pot from one place to the next in one's home.